Okay, I'll start with the injuries. Matt Mulligan had an arm injury, did not return. That's all I really have to report at this time. As far as an overview of the game, I thought our football team took a step forward tonight. We obviously still have a lot to work on. I thought the offense moved the football. The ability to get in the end zone is something we need to obviously focus this week. Took care of the football. Had the one fumble on the ground there in the fourth quarter. But it also was, it was reversed. Defensively, felt very good about our defenses, particularly on third down and their ability to keep them out of the end zone. And the special teams, we were able to get a number of kicks. So both Mason and Giorgio, just to continue that evaluation. So I feel like the productivity, the opportunity on a number of different fronts gives us the chance to evaluate and move into preseason week number three. So as an overall, I think what I said to start off, we took a step forward, but we still have a lot of work to do. With that, I'll take your questions. Well, Johnny Jolly, I mean, you go back to, when he played in college and he played in the early years here for us, he's a very instinctive football player. I mean, I don't know specifically, the statistics, but the number of batted balls he's had in his career, his hand-eye coordination. So, for him to make a play like that in that particular defense is, he's the perfect guy for that role there. So that was obviously a big play to keep them out of the end zone, and it speaks a lot to Johnny Jolly's case to make our football team. So I when I talk about the team taking a step forward, I think Johnny's definitely taking a step. You're starting to see the player that was here a few years back, and I was very happy for his individual success tonight. Well, Eddie Lacy, you go back to, his college film and his ability to, he doesn't waste any steps, and that's something that I always looked at in the runner, particularly the ability to get north and south and with his body type. So we wanted to give him some opportunities, just frankly, a chance to briefly visit with him before the game. I just want to make sure he was all the way back from his, from his injury, and I think it was evident tonight. So he clearly took advantage of his opportunities. Yeah, BJ did a good job. BJ had, he had a couple plays that, he's gonna wish he had back. But I thought, he saw pressure from their defense and did a couple things at the line of scrimmage. So needs to settle down still a little bit more. But BJ improved today.
Can't see the kickers in real speed tonight for Giorgio and Mason. Obviously, game reps count more than the practice reps.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a kicking competition, and it's important for both of them to improve. Off of family night, it was really the last time they had a chance to kick in front of live action. The opportunity did not present itself last week. Frankly, it was important to get them the opportunities. I think the way the game was played or called there reflected that. So, we'll continue to let those guys battle out. We'll try to kick them as much as we can on a six-day week as we lead up to Seattle.
Would you expect somebody will separate from the pack? Is there another quarterback, or is that just a
have
to evaluate the rest of the
team? Definitely. You can say that at the quarterback position. You can say that at the corner position. You can say at the right tackle position. This is the time that the individual that's going to be the guy in that particular position or personnel grouping, they need to jump forward. It's time for guys to jump forward. This is what usually happens in the second preseason week or the third preseason week, and that's what you look for. I thought he was better this week than he was last week. I thought his ability is something that we've really been stressing with Graham is the play out of the pocket, the transition from in pocket to the out of pocket phase, and I thought he did a good job of that tonight.
Coach, I apologize if you already answered. How did you evaluate Aaron's play overall?
I thought Aaron was very sharp. I took the ball out of his hands in a couple of situations that I probably wouldn't on a normal Sunday, but I thought he was sharp, kept us in key plays. I was pleased with Aaron.
And was it important?
I wasn't really concerned about, the points from last week. I understand, the outcome of the game. The quality of play, opportunity for our players is my number one priority. The quality of play of all three phases is the second priority, and then the third priority is winning the game. So if you don't like that, I get that. But, I mean, trust me, I want to win every play, every game. But we're a young football team. We got a lot of guys battling to be on our 53, and we got to make sure we create opportunities for those individuals. I don't ever play for the field goal, but you know, I think you know the level of the call would probably be a better answer to your question. You know, when you have number 12 under center, your opportunity to be aggressive is enhanced greatly. So I would say that, but I don't ever call a play and say please don't convert. I mean, that's not accurate. But I did not have a problem with our kickers getting opportunities tonight. I mean, that's what we needed. I do not. They did not have a report for me.
That was early, right?
Correct. It was early in the first quarter.
Offense.
Yeah. In the backed up series.
With 1 week of playing your regulars left, what do you think you have to get done?
This week's different than traditional week threes because, you know, normally you have you're on a full 7 day game plan. Week going into the third game, you know, that's not going to be the case this week because we're going, you know, obviously going from a Saturday to a Friday game. We need to get healthy. You know, we had 15 players not play tonight. That has to improve because the tough decisions are going to be made here in the next 2 weeks. So we got to get ready. I got to get the team ready to play in this game and try to get them in in-season mode, which we were able to do the last 7 days of last week. You know, as far as being scheduled, the training, the expectations, and how we game plan and so forth. So we'll do that in a six-day week this week.
Thank you.